Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, basketball fans, have you heard of Lucia or Lucy Harris? Well, she won three straight college championships with her team in the 1970s. She represented the U.S. at the 76 Olympics, and she was drafted by a team in the NBA. No kidding. Lucy Harris narrates her own story in the documentary, The Queen of Basketball.
Born in a small town in South Mississippi in 1955. Became a great female basketball player. At one time, was the greatest in the United States. As a matter of fact, the New Orleans Jazz drafted Lucy. The first woman to be drafted by a men's basketball team.
The Queen of Basketball was directed by Ben Proudfoot, produced for the New York Times OpDocs. And it's up for an Oscar in the Best Documentary Short Subject category. And one of the executive producers joins us now. Turns out he's 7 feet one, goes by Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal, welcome to Here and Now.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. You signed on to this project after watching part of the documentary, I'm guessing to spread the word about this incredible basketball life. Surely you have to pick carefully what you promote. So why pick Lucia Harris and put her story out there?
Well, I mean, I like to invest in things that's going to change people's lives. And, you know, what is so special about this film, that such an intimate experience. And thing I can't believe, this precious archive, I've never seen footage of Lucy playing. It was just magical to watch. You know, Ben and his team, they dug up the archives from long lost history, and to the point to where even her kids have, you know, never seen it.
Is that right?
Yeah, her kids have never seen the footage. So when they saw the documentary, there was tears everywhere.
Oh, wow.
The reason Lucy's career was stuffed in a box in the archive is that it's simple. Women athletes, especially Black women athletes, have been historically shortchanged and denied opportunities. And this film will fill in the gap in the history of basketball by finally letting Lucy tell her story. I always thought I was a basketball aficionado. And the fact that I never heard of this woman who won three championships and who scored the first basket in the Women's Olympics in 1976. And I was like, who is this woman? I never heard of her. So when I watched the documentary, I was like, Ben, you got to let me help you get the word out.
Yeah. Well, you said tears were shed. I watched it last night with my wife, and it's an emotional story. How did you react when you first saw this?
I was shocked. Listen, I've seen a lot of great women basketball players, but the fact that we never heard this woman, I think it was a shame. But, you know, in the world we live in now, information can be spread fast. And, you know, this woman needs to be recognized. She needs to be honored. And I'm going to help her and her family do that. You know, we just wanted to resurrect the career of one of the greatest American athletes of the 20th century.
Well, let's talk a little about her life. Lucy Harris was the child of sharecroppers. She learned to play basketball with her brothers, and she became a star at Delta State. But as she said in the film, she was the only Black player on her team.
Being the only Black on this team, I had to adjust to that. I wasn't really close to anybody on the team, but once we got on that floor, you couldn't tell.
What was it like for you to hear that part of her story?
We celebrate these athletes now, but those are not the greatest stories. The greatest stories of triumph and, you know, the ones with Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. When I first met Bill Russell, he told me stories of how he couldn't stay in the same hotel with his teammates. And in my mind, I was like, to have to go through that and still win 11 championships, you must be the greatest player. Like, those are real stories to me. These stories now, a guy makes $60, $70 million a year. We don't have the problems that these athletes had. Yeah, all these athletes is making money, including myself. We need to recognize where we came from and how we got here. You know, a lot of people fighting for us and standing up for us to the point to where we can make $30, $40 million just to shoot a basketball, when you got the greatest players in the world having to fight and stay in different rooms and discrimination and, you know, racism and misogynism. They had to deal with all that. And this is what makes them greater than we could ever be.
Well, Lucy Harris went through all that, and her college team won the collegiate title three times in the 1970s. She was on the U.S. Olympic team in 1976 in Montreal and scored the first basket at those games. There is great archival footage of her dominating on the inside. What part of her game struck you? Similar at all to yours?
Yeah, she was very ferocious. She played with a lot of tenacity. And listen, she had to let it all out while dealing with so much. And, you know, but she wasn't scared. I'm sure, I don't know for a fact she had a lot of threats. She better do this, she didn't do that. She was like, nope, I'm going to play this game, win, and I want you people to know my name. And they know her name. And if they didn't know her name, they know her name now.
Lucy Harris was 6'3", and I was looking on some of the height percentile charts, and that, you know, puts her in the 99th percentile. Just like you are, I'm sure you never thought about whether she could have scored on you.
No, she couldn't have scored on me. Not at all.
Never?
Yes.
How about her numbers? I looked at some of her statistics. 1 year in college, she averaged, I think, 31 points and 15 rebounds. How do your numbers stack up against her? You never thought about that either.
No, her numbers were way better than my numbers. Way better. She was so good that the people used to watch her games and not the men's game.
Right. That was in the documentary, right? That people showed up in the arena to watch the women's games far more than the men's games when she was there. Really something.
Yes, she was awesome.
She was drafted by the Jazz, but declined to try out because she felt she couldn't compete on a man's team. Did you think that was the right call? Because I'm thinking, why not?
It was more on the basis that she wanted to be with her family. She, at that point, she was probably like, look, I did all I can in college. Like sometimes you fight until you just say, I don't want to fight anymore. And, you know, her family was important. She's like, you know what? I want to just spend time with my family. You know, she probably said I couldn't compete. That was probably her a way of, you know, letting herself down easily. Trust me, she could have competed. But she's like, you know, deal with this stuff for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more years or just go raise my family. Mm-hmm. Richard, I'll take raise my family for $200.
Yeah. Of course, back then there was no WNBA. And Lucy Harris found herself for a little bit without a job for a while. She later got a job at her university. But in the film, I mean, she has this gleaming face, the smiling face. But to me, her face gets sad at that moment when she talks about that chapter in her life.
When I realized I don't have a job. To just try to make it, you know, to just try to make a living for myself and for my family. I was looking for a coaching job and just having a feeling of not wanting to be there, not wanting to be where I am. I think it took its toll. I had a nervous breakdown. And I had to return home.
She probably had to, you know, endure a lot. And a lot of times when you give yourself to the world, all you want is recognition. All you want is, hey, man, good job. Hey, you're the best. Hey, this and that. I don't think she was getting that. Of course, she was getting it from her family. But you know, a lot of times we sacrifice ourselves for the love of the game. At least, hey, man, good game. Or, well, you're the best ever.
Well, this documentary is nominated for an Oscar, and I read you wanted to give Lucy a red carpet moment. And tragically, she died in January. What did you think when you got that news?
Yeah, I was saddened. You know, for me, it was what I've been saying after the death of my sister and Kobe Bryant, that I was going to stop procrastinating. And, you know, we was talking to Lucy, we were trying to get things done, and I would always say, I'm going to come see you next week. Next time I'm in Houston, I'll come see you. And then, you know, she just passed away. I would have loved to just see her and give her a hug, but we'd have sent the plane, the limo, we'd have had the flowers for her walking when she walked. So it would have definitely been a, you know, a surreal moment for her and her family.
Yeah. Well, finally, Shaquille O'Neal, you've said that you want women athletes, women to watch this, perhaps all of us to watch this. What do you want us to take away from this documentary?
I just want people to, I want women to see how far we've come. Because sports is always supposed to be a fair space, place of equality. It's supposed to be about merit, talent. It should be a place that's free of racism, misogyny, free of inequality. This is the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Title IX. It could not be a better time to reassess how we're doing on that. Is it really equal pay? Just want people, and then also want people to know and understand that, hey, you may have heard of Cheryl Miller and, you know, all these other ladies, but before that, she was the Bill Russell of women. So I just want people to know and understand that.
Shaquille O'Neal is, of course, a basketball legend, and he's also executive producer of The Queen of Basketball. It has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary Short. Shaquille, it's a great product. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. Thank you.
Lucia Harris, remember the name.